Chapter 2. A Sad Love Story. 8 years earlier, Anne was very much in love with a young man, and he loved her too. But their love story did not end happily. In the summer of 1806, when Edward Wentworth was living at Monkford, his brother, Frederick, was living with him too. Frederick was a captain in the navy, but his ship was not ready. So, while he was waiting for his ship, he came to Monkford to stay with Edward for 6 months. At that time, Anne Elliot was a very pretty girl of 19. Frederick Wentworth and Anne often met at dinners and parties, and they quickly fell in love. Frederick asked Anne to marry him, and they became engaged. Frederick Wentworth was a fine young man, and very handsome and intelligent. But he had no money, so Sir Walter did not approve of him. "Don't worry about your father," Frederick said to Anne. "My ship will be ready soon. I'll go to sea and work hard, and then I'll become rich." Anne was not worried about Sir Walter, but her good friend, Lady Russell, did not approve of Captain Wentworth either. "If you marry this young naval officer, Anne," she said, "you'll make a big mistake."
"But I love him," said Anne.
"Yes," said Lady Russell. "But Captain Wentworth doesn't have any money, so you'll be very poor and you won't be happy." "Lady Russell might be right," thought Anne. "If we don't get married, maybe it's better for Frederick too." Lady Russell persuaded Anne to end the relationship. Frederick was very sad, and soon he left the area. He went abroad and worked for 8 years on different ships in the navy. When Anne was 22, a young man called Charles Musgrove asked her to marry him. The Musgroves were the second most important family in the area, after the Elliots. Charles was a nice young man, and quite handsome. He admired Anne very much. But Anne was not in love with Charles, and she did not want to marry him. So, Charles married Anne's younger sister, Mary. Anne was now 27, but she was still not married. She often thought about Frederick Wentworth and became very sad. "Frederick and I were happy together," she thought. "I've never loved another man. But I was young, and I listened to Lady Russell's advice. She thought that she was doing the best thing for me. She didn't want me to make a mistake, so I can't blame her." When Anne heard about Admiral Croft and his wife, she felt worried and embarrassed. "I hope that Mrs. Croft doesn't know about my relationship with her brother Frederick," she thought. "I hope that she doesn't blame me for ending it." Mr. Shepherd talked to Admiral and Mrs. Croft. The next week, they came to visit Kellynch Hall. They liked it very much, and Sir Walter liked them too. He thought that Admiral Croft was very handsome for a naval officer, so he agreed to rent Kellynch Hall to the Crofts. Sir Walter and Elizabeth soon found a good house in Bath. They planned to move there in September with Anne. Anne was very sad because she did not want to leave Kellynch Hall. But then Mary, Sir Walter's youngest daughter, wrote to Elizabeth.
I'm not feeling very well these days, she said. I need Anne to come and look after me. Of course Anne can go and look after Mary, said Elizabeth. Nobody needs her in Bath. I'm planning to travel for 2 or 3 months, said Lady Russell. But I can bring Anne to Bath after Christmas, when I go there for the winter. Anne was happy about going to Uppercross Cottage to stay with Mary and her husband, Charles. But now there was another problem. Mr. Shepherd, Sir Walter's lawyer, had a daughter, Mrs. Clay. Mrs. Clay was a widow, so she and her 2 children were living with Mr. Shepherd. Mrs. Clay and Elizabeth were good friends. Now Elizabeth wanted Mrs. Clay to come to Bath too. I have lots of things to do in the house there, said Elizabeth. I need Mrs. Clay to help me. Lady Russell did not approve of Mrs. Clay, and she was very worried. Elizabeth doesn't need you in Bath, she said to Anne, but she needs Mrs. Clay. That's very strange. Why does Mrs. Clay want to go to Bath? Maybe she's planning to marry your father. Anne had the same idea about Mrs. Clay, but when she talked to Elizabeth, Elizabeth became angry. You're wrong, Anne, she said. Of course Mrs. Clay isn't planning to marry Father. And Father isn't interested in Mrs. Clay. He only likes beautiful women. And Mrs. Clay isn't beautiful. So don't worry about her. A few days later, Anne left Kellynch Hall. She was very sad about leaving her home after so many years, but everybody ignored her feelings. When she arrived at Uppercross Cottage, Mary was lying on a sofa resting. As soon as Anne came in, Mary started to complain. Where have you been, Anne? She said. You're late. I'm very ill and weak, but nobody cares about me. Not one person has visited me all morning. Didn't Charles come to see you? Asked Anne. Yes, but he came very early, at 7 o'clock. Then he went out for a walk. Haven't you seen your children? Asked Anne. Oh, yes, but they make a lot of noise, said Mary. My head was hurting, so I sent them away. Then Charles's father came, but he didn't come in. He just spoke to me through the window. Mary talked and talked, and Anne listened quietly. She did her best to help Mary. Soon Mary felt happy again, and she got up from the sofa. She walked across the room and ate a little food. I'm feeling much better now, she said. Let's go and visit Charles's parents. Charles's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Musgrove, lived near Uppercross Cottage in a big house called the Great House. Their 2 daughters, Henrietta, 20, and Louisa, 19, lived there too. The 2 sisters were always happy and laughing. Anne liked them because they had a warm and friendly relationship. It was very different from her relationship with her own sister Elizabeth. Anne enjoyed her time at Uppercross Cottage very much.
She spent her time helping Mary and playing with Mary's two little boys. Everybody liked Anne because she listened to their problems and tried hard to help. Sometimes Mary complained about Mrs. Musgrove, and sometimes Mrs. Musgrove complained about Mary. The Musgroves had lots of friends, and they often invited them to the great house for parties. Both Henrietta and Louisa loved dancing. Anne did not dance, but she enjoyed playing the piano for the dancers. On the 29th of September, Admiral and Mrs. Croft came to live at Kellynch Hall. Charles and Mary went to visit them, but Anne did not go with them. She wanted to meet the Crofts, but she still felt sad that new people were living in her old home.